This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who is backed by the United States and about 50 other nations. Guaido's followers met near Caracas while Maduro supporters gathered in the center of the capital for what was billed an anti-imperialist rally. The protests came a day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid, and the inflation-racked nation will begin the process within 20 days. Arab leaders said on Sunday they would seek a UN Security Council resolution against the U.S. decision to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and promised to support Palestinians in their bid for statehood. As Edward Uranian reports for VOA, that was one of many topics discussed at that meeting.
Arab leaders discussed the key topics facing the region and their own countries in the televised session of the annual summit Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Arab media spoke of discord over several key issues after Qatar's leader Sheikh Tamim and Jordanian King Abdullah II left the summit early.
VOA's Ed Uranian reporting. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections. That's according to exit polls on Sunday, leading the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was projected to win about 30.4% of the vote, easily beating Poroshenko in power since 2014.